Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. When assessing a plant that looks poorly, it's important to identify what is happening. Narrowing down the culprits in the garden will lead to better treatment. Also, knowing what to look for can help neglected plants get their needs met. So let's discuss the signs and the symptoms on plants that look unwell. A symptom is how the plant is responding to pests or stress, while signs are physical evidence of a pest. Symptoms can be varied and sometimes they can look like different pests. Color patterns can be the most obvious symptom, especially when viewed from afar. Yellowing leaves can mean a nutritional or water issue, but might also indicate root rot. If the roots aren't happy due to water stress or fungus, the symptoms can be similar. Another color display that can appear is mosaic or streaking, which is often associated with viruses. Mosaic, despite the pretty name, is a concerning symptom where yellow streaking on leaves is very noticeable, in a yellow-green pattern. This pattern can appear as streaks, spots, or even ring spots, like a bullseye, on leaves or fruits. Another symptom that viruses will share with other issues is distortion. Curled and cupped leaves can be caused by viruses, aphids, herbicides, or sometimes even fungus, as in peach leaf curl. Because symptoms can often be similar between different causes, it's important to be aware of recent events and how the plant is being grown. If you see cupped leaves and live in a municipal area or near a crop field where herbicides might be common, that may be the clue. If your garden is in a very poorly drained site and has had a lot of rain recently, then water stress, root rot, or fungal infection may be causing some yellow stunted plants. Along with plant symptoms, there are also signs of pests. Signs are the physical evidence of the problem. This includes excrement from insects or animals, or actual fungal growths. Defoliation might be a concerning symptom, but finding deer tracks or having a camera can eliminate the guesswork of where all those leaves went. Insect feeding often leads to excrement, which is called frass. Tomato hornworm frass will look a bit like rabbit droppings, only in tiny clusters on the leaves or on the ground. Thrips, on the other hand, will always leave black dots of frass at their feeding sites on the leaf. Tree-boring insects eat the wood and sometimes deposit it outside their holes as toothpicks, sawdust, or mush. With such incriminating evidence, it's often easy to pin down the culprit. Then you can treat for insects rather than throwing fertilizer or fungicide at the issue. Signs and symptoms are an important part in identifying plant problems. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.